Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. Helps hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. All right, I don't know about this one, man. The head of Instagram did an interview on CBS this morning, and they were talking about how, you know, seems like your app is listening in on people's conversations, and that's because of all the targeted ads. It's like when people realize the targeted ads they're getting, they're going, hey, wait. We talked about this a lot.
I'm still getting ads for manscaping.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
still getting it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
And bald head shavers, which is very odd that they're two different things, but they are.
That's true. Yeah, you'd think that you could use one for one. And the thing is we were talking about both. All of a sudden, you know, you start getting these ads. And I love this Instagram dude who's the head says, oh, no. It's just a coincidence when you see these suspicious, familiar ads show up in your social media.
There's two ways that can happen. One is dumb luck, which can happen. The second is you might be talking about something because it's top of mind, because you've been interacting with that type of content more recently. So maybe you're really into food and restaurants.
Yeah.
You saw a restaurant on Facebook or on Instagram. You maybe like the thing. It's top of mind. Maybe that's subconscious, and then it bubbles up later. I think this kind of happens often in ways that are really subtle, but we don't look at your messages. We don't listen on your microphone. Doing so would be super problematic for a lot of different reasons.
Sure.
I don't believe that at all.
Right.
I don't. Whether or not it's true, I'm not saying it's not true. I just don't believe it.
Yeah. But they're in cahoots with Facebook, right?
Well, that's what he just said. Because Instagram, Facebook owns them.
Yeah, and Facebook, I mean, it happens even worse than Instagram. It happens on Instagram, but it's way worse on Facebook. And we've seen the damn pictures of Zuckerberg with the piece of tape over his camera.
Yeah.
And a piece of tape over the microphone part of his laptop.
Yeah, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm on to you, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Your stupid haircut.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Sorry.
A little aggressive.
He does, yeah. He's got like the Eddie Munster widow. Well, nobody knows who the hell Eddie Munster is, but it's called a widow's peak.
Don't worry, BG. I understand what your reference was.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Messy hair, don't care look.
Yeah.
Him and his full head of hair.
He sounds...
And his billions of dollars. I hate him.
Yeah. He sounds like a full head of hair billionaire jerk.
Now watch. I go on Instagram. There's going to be something about hair restoration.
That's a really good. Here's the thing. They sell themselves and going, we can do targeted advertising. That's what they tell people when they go, please advertise on Facebook, you know, advertise on Instagram. They call it targeted advertising. So he's going, well, no, we don't target advertise. Really?
Yeah.
Now you want me to believe that?
It's just, it can't be a coincidence all the time.
Yeah, I agree, dude. I totally agree. We know because of what we've done on this show that all of a sudden it's like, well, come on, we just talked about the ballscaper.
Right, and I didn't do any kind of internet searching for it.
Nope.
So I understand that there are times where you do some kind of like a Google search and they're all connected. So I understand why that will show up on some targeted ads. But when you're talking about it and it shows up on Instagram, you're telling me that's just a happy coincidence?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Mon to you.
I never liked any manscaping ads, by the way, either, because I've already got my business. I've already taken care of it.
But you talked about it, and that's all that matters.
That's what I'm saying, Steve, that full head of hair billionaire jerk.
So it says there's no way it's a coincidence. I only wear hippie clothes, and all of a sudden Facebook started, since they did the advertisements, they've been showing me hippie clothing.
Yeah, see?
It's
so now
2019, not 1969. Yeah, they're totally listening. I'm 23 years old.
Yeah, your camera. Cover it up, buddy.
So he says, hey, depending on the permissions you allow, they're scanning content on your phone like pictures, which translates to ads from Freshwell.
Well, I mean, you see, I don't like being eavesdrop on anyway. And, of course, you know, if you got to go in there and check a look, take a look at every damn setting they have, which I get, that's my responsibility. But when they come on, when they're automatically activated, I am really tired of getting a free service and having them want to take advantage of me. I don't like it.
Yeah, I want my money back.
Yeah, give me my money back, you full head of hair billionaire jerk.
Chicks in the mail.
The targeting ads don't really bug me too much. Because I understand. And so whatever. It's not the end. I just don't like that this guy's trying to make it sound like it's just a happy coincidence.
Yeah,
be honest about it. Like, look, we have this software that picks up certain catchphrases or terms or words, whatever you say. We don't have someone like listening in another room on you guys. Although maybe they do.
Yeah, I mean, they could probably have some bots doing it. And again, if it's a disabling feature, a feature you can disable, well, then okay. You know, then it's up to us. But
that's part of why my wife doesn't have her, took the Facebook off her phone.
She's done with it.
It was just tripping her out. I mean, for a lot of other things, like, mainly it's a cesspool of miserable human beings.
Oh, thank you, man.
Truth.
Yeah.
But besides
I'm part of it.
She also was just getting a little weirded out by every single targeted ad. She's like, I'm just sick of this.
Yeah, it's, you know, you guys, if you haven't seen the movie Minority Report, one of the opening scenes, you don't have to watch the whole movie, but watch the opening scenes as people walk into stores, their eyes get scanned, and all of a sudden ads just get thrown at them in the store, targeted for them. It was a weird thing back when that movie came out, 10, 15 years ago, and now we're living it.
And if you forget what movie we're talking about, don't worry, probably in a minute or two, it's going to show up as an advertiser.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
On your phone.
How would you like to watch the movie Minority Report right now, on demand?
Available now at Amazon.com.
Oh, if anybody has that happen.
That Minority Report shows up on their phone?
Yeah, in any way, shape, or form, you all of a sudden start seeing advertisements to buy Minority Report or watch it somewhere, please let us know. Because there's no way it could happen unless we're talking about it.
If you want to feel old, that movie's 17 years old.
17? Whoa.
It's a Kip Winger song.
Wow. Yeah, it is.
Wow. Wow.
I know, dude. And I just found out SpongeBob is 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
God, man, it's a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Mm.
All right.
I bet now it's going to show up on your phone.
Yep.
Advertisements for Viagra.
Yeah.
Or SpongeBob. Yeah.
Or Star Wars. I don't know where Viagra came from.
Because you're old.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Because I said I'm old.
Right.
Very old.
And what do people who are old use?
Yeah. Viagra, yes.
Or the Blue Chew. That's the new one, right?
Oh, the Blue Chew.
Apparently, you don't listen to wrestling podcasts. Apparently, the targeted demo for wrestling fans is guys who can't get it up.
Oh.
Because every wrestling podcast is doing an ad for this company called Blue Chew.
Yeah.
It's basically Viagra, but you chew it up.
Oh, okay.
And it hits you quicker.
It's a good thing I know you, because I wouldn't know about it, but you never know. If it hits me quicker, maybe I got to get it. We got a man that catches someone dropping a deuce. That's right, dropping a deuce in his driveway. And he's surprisingly okay with it. Oh, and that's not even the craziest part of this story. Steve's got the Migs report for you at 6:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well-informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to Car Toys for giving us the Migs Report. And happy National Chocolate Pudding Day.
Oh, nice.
Ooh. Maybe throw it on some kind of like a graham cracker type pie thing.
Okay.
Nice.
Graham crust.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
How about an Oreo cookie crust? I don't mind that.
Oh, I didn't even know they made Oreo cookie crust.
Oh, are you insane? Yeah, they're
legit. Well, yes, I am.
Oh, those are legit.
Now, I don't know if I should be talking about chocolate pudding when we go into this story.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
No. This is a guy in Florida who just decides to pull up into somebody's driveway, take off his shirt, which is the weird part, get out of his car, and just take a squat and drop a number two.
Oi, oi, oi.
And the crazy part is, though, the dude sees the video footage, the guy that owns the home. I think he took the shirt off because he needed something to use.
Oh.
And he left the shirt behind.
Oh.
Drove off shirtless.
Oh.
And the guy that lives there, I mean, you'll hear it in the interview that he did with an ABC affiliate in Florida. He sounds pretty understanding about the guy. He just kind of wants an apology. But the craziest part about the story is not the fact that he seems to be okay with this dude and the weirdness that happened outside of his home.
Okay.
It's all the poop puns that the reporter uses during this report.
Wilton Thomas is trying to be understanding.
I know when it comes on for you to go, you have to go.
But you can imagine his frustration when he saw some dude dropping a deuce on his driveway.
He could have drove himself right towards the coconut tree and do what he want to do there. That would be no problem. But in my driveway?
Then just as quickly as he arrived, the party pooper drives off, leaving his shirt and his stool behind.
Oh.
Thomas says when he got home, it was too late to take care of it right away, so he waited until Sunday morning to take on the turd.
I went in the hot sun, scrape it up, pour it into a bag, and then I pour bleach, wash the whole thing off.
Now Thomas says he's ready to put this smelly situation behind him. He just wants an apology from the person responsible.
Knock and said, man, you know what? I had an emergency. I had nowhere to go, and this is where I had was to do what I have to do.
Yeah, the homeowner's name's Wilton. Seems like a really, really nice guy.
Yeah.
How did they approve that script for the report?
Oh, what are you talking about? The party pooper taking on the turd? I don't know. That's brilliant writing right there.
It was amazing.
Brilliant writing.
That guy deserves an Emmy.
Yeah, he does. He probably already has one. He's that good.
I'm trying to think of Texas. It's a real bummer story. You know, obviously, the WWE.
I see what you did there. Yeah.
I didn't mean it that way, but. Yeah, WWE was in town. They were in Everett for Monday Night Raw, and apparently somebody was there. And you know, you have like that the outside of your house footage that you could get, like when somebody rings your doorbell or if any kind of movement happens outside of your house. They check their phone. They notice a couple people decided to go on their porch and steal some stuff.
Oh,
and the bummer part was it was a championship WWE belt that was showing up in the mail that this guy had custom made for his kid, a 5-year-old special needs boy who's a huge wrestling fan. They were there to watch the wrestling. While they're watching the wrestling, some idiot steals their stuff,
that
including
sucks.
That championship. And apparently, like, they bought one of those replica ones, but then sent it off to a guy who replaces the fake leather with real leather, puts real, like, you know, stones in there as far as like crystals and things like that to make it look as legit as possible. And the dude that owned, you know, paid for all that's like, look, just return it. No questions asked. It's for a kid that's battling autism and needs surgery to remove a dangerous brain tumor.
Wow. I mean,
come on. So if you know anything, hopefully somebody could get that back to the person, because that just sounds like a really cool, you know, piece of memorabilia for this child, and now it's gone.
Is there a reward? How much is that? How much does something like that cost?
I have no idea what it would cost. I mean, for a replica belt that they probably bought, it's about $300 or so. And then to get the custom work done, I have no idea. Probably add a few hundred dollars more on there, I would think.
All right, you know what? If anybody has any information, no question asked, a $500 reward. I'll give a $500 reward if somebody can bring that belt down to the station, and then we can somehow get it to this guy.
And no promise that might body slam you, brother.
Yeah. No.
Unless you didn't steal it.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. No questions asked. You can say, look, I found out about this. You said no questions asked, and I have my $500. I'll do a $500 reward, because that kid, he needs to have that belt.
Yeah, the guy says, I'll gladly take the belt back without pressing charges. I just want to make good on his promise to make this little boy facing a quote-unquote body slam of a challenge.
All right, get the word. Rockaholics, get the word out to all of the bad people you know in your life. In other words, Vicky, tell all your friends.
Yes, Timmy Vick is the boy who's, I guess he sleeps with those belts as a comforting symbol of courage, according to his dad. So the guy who paid, it wasn't his dad who paid to have all this stuff done. It was someone that just doing it good at their own heart, it looks like. That just sucks.
Oh, man. You know what? If the reward doesn't work out, maybe we contact this Vick guy and see if we can replace it.
Yeah. I'd be in on that.
I mean, if you're saying, like, you know, whatever. I mean, if it's under $1,000, I think we can figure it out. We can get Hair Club to put up the cash.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, him.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to wrestling.
I mean, we're the wrestling place.
Yeah.
So if we can fix this, I'd like to fix this. So I'll do the reward. If we don't hear anything in a day or two, then maybe we contact these people and say, hey, get another one. We'll get you the cash to get another one for the kid.
Let's share the story. It's on Cairo 7 page. That's where the texter sent me to. So thanks to the texter for alerting us to this. Because this is a super bummer.
Yeah.
People just suck stealing stuff off of their porches,
know,
man.
Dude. It's drugs. You know, I'm telling you, people just are just, they're hooked on their drugs and they're stealing stuff just to get that money. It sucks.
How about the Mariners? 2-game winning streak?
Whoa,
we okay with that?
Yeah.
The Mariners beat the Brewers 8-3. They play the Brewers again. That's going to be at 5 o'clock. Of course, they're in Milwaukee playing those games. And how about them Yankees right now?
Yeah.
They have homered in 28 straight games, breaking the record that was set by the 2002 Texas Rangers. One of the guys who hit a home run yesterday, you might remember him, Mariners fans.
Yeah.
Probably the last time I get to play this drop.
Yeah, you're right. Dude, he's leading the league in home runs.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's a lot better than I thought he would be. And, of course, in that Yankee lineup, he's going to get a lot of protection and probably get a lot more home runs.
As far as weather, 71 degrees and sun. And thank you, Snoqualmie Casino, for giving us the Migs Report. And that's what's up.
That's what's up, bitches. This new sign-off of yours, man, is catching on.
I love it.
Danny's excited about it.
Look at him.
Hooray!
He can't even stand up. He's so excited.
Yeah, that's true. That's how excited he is. Well, yeah, Steve, we talked about the fact that it's pudding day.
Yes.
And also talked about the fact that you haven't heard of an Oreo cookie crust, which is, man, you have been missing out.
Yeah, we always do like that, the graham cracker crust.
Oh, it's one of Sarah's, it's actually Sarah's only specialty for the holidays, is she'll make a pie with Oreo cookie crust.
What kind of pie is she making?
It's a cream pie, like a chocolate cream pie with Oreo cookies.
Oh, does she break up some Oreo cookies into the cream pie?
Oh, look at her. Yeah, she does. Yeah, she does. Oh, yeah.
That's like next level stuff.
That's right, next level, baby.
So your son makes mac and cheese, doesn't bring it in, and now your daughter's making Oreo cookie pie.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to bring it in.
Mm-hmm. She might, you know what? She'll come through if you ask her to.
Sarah, I'm asking you.
Come on, Sarah.
Can
she'll
you
do
please
it.
Bring in some Oreo cookie pie?
Yeah, it would be delicious to have. I only get it on Thanksgiving, so I'm actually supporting this idea with a cup of coffee in the morning.
Oh wow. I feel like this should be the official start of summer. We kick things off with some Oreo cookie pie.
Sarah, I'll pay for the ingredients if you do it. All right, she says yes. When Joey Deese is still sitting there going, yeah, you're never seeing macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a great breakfast? Macaroni and cheese followed up by chocolate cream pie. Come on.
Then the nap afterwards.
Boy, that is healthy, isn't it, though? That is super healthy. Well, how about this, then? How about Longhorn Steakhouse? Do we have any of those near us? I don't think we do.
I know the name. I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
You know, when you're married to a vegan, you don't really hit up the steakhouses for dinner very often.
And I've lived all over the country, so I know that I've come in contact with a Longhorn Steakhouse, but I don't think it's been around here. And I'm really sad about it because they've got a new dessert that I actually want to try. It may not sound good,
okay,
but it's got two of my favorite things. Ice cream and chunks of steak. Yes, folks, they're going to have steak ice cream at Longhorn.
What?
I want to try it.
I mean, I try it just out of weird curiosity, but it does not sound delicious.
Oh, and it's covered in bourbon flavored caramel sauce.
I like that.
It's something called, quote, steak sprinkles. I think it probably so little chunks of steak like the size of sprinkles. I bet that's good.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anywhere in Washington.
No. Damn it, Longhorn.
What about Chicago? We're going to Chicago, BJ. They like their steaks. Maybe they like their steak ice cream.
Oh yeah, if they got a Longhorn in Chicago, we might have to do this, guys. Of course, we're going to be just knee-deep in pizza. What are we talking about?
Yeah, right.
Well, if you're anywhere near a Longhorn, if you're a business traveler or whatever, or if you're listening outside of the Pacific Northwest area, July 1st is when they're going to start having their steak ice cream.
Yeah, I feel good about it. See, I was always weirded out by the bacon maple bars, but then you have them and they taste fantastic. So
I know.
Like,
yeah, you're
the
right.
The meat and the sweet, it works.
The meat and the sweet. There's a line.
It's not going to be like a chunk of a medium rare steak that's just dropping on a piece of ice cream. You're probably right. It's probably delicious.
Yeah. Why do I feel like when you say the meat and the sweet, there's Steve with ice cream and naked in front of his wife going,
why did you put that visual in our head?
That's what came in my head.
Well, he's not wrong.
Yeah, there you go.
And better news, there is a couple of them in Chicago.
All right.
So he says it's one in Auburn.
A Longhorn in Auburn? No, they got to be.
No,
wrong.
Isn't that like an actual bar or something like
There's
that?
There's a Longhorn barbecue.
Oh, okay. Similar name, but it's not that place.
Yeah. Not Steakhouse. Steakhouse is a chain.
By the way, nothing wrong with Longhorn barbecue either. I mean, I got no problem with that.
Well, the other person says there's one in University Place in Seattle across from the University of Washington.
It's not showing up on their website, if there is.
All right. Well, do a search for Longhorn Steakhouse.
See, that's the problem. There's a Longhorn Barbecue and a Longhorn Steakhouse. And they are different.
Okay, so we've got the barbecue around here.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like those are the ones that have the steak ice cream.
If
we show up with ice cream, maybe they'll just throw some meat on it.
Hey, yeah, I like that. Right? Meat and sweet. Just like that. And Steve, if you show up naked, they'll definitely do anything to get rid of you, so they'll throw steak on there just to get rid of you. Speaking of Steve, Mr. Meat and Sweet, he did get this one right yesterday.
The first McDonald's opened in what state?
California.
Yes.
He knows how to eat Big Macs.
How about that? The guy's singing for you, too. You know what, though? You still have a shot at beating Steve. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647. On the Rock.
Today's podcast is brought to you by bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, who's ready to answer your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, is it true that if you filed for bankruptcy once, you can't file again?
Even if you filed bankruptcy before, you can almost certainly file bankruptcy again. Different types of bankruptcies have different time limits between filings. In Chapter 7, full bankruptcy, you can only file Chapter 7 once every 8 years. However, you can always, almost always file a Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 cases can be filed immediately following a Chapter 7. They can be filed immediately following a prior Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 is a reorganization plan, so there will be some type of monthly payment, but it's based on your budget and your ability to afford that payment. So Chapter 13 is an option in almost all cases, even with a prior bankruptcy filing.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.